Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's rule.
93.3.
The planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Let's talk about football, shall we, boys?
Hell yeah, tonight, Bengals and Browns, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, all right, so only two NFL teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars, had fans in their stadiums for week one, okay? Not at full capacity, of course. Both had around 16,000 people in attendance. But here's the thing. It's going to start changing for one reason only, and the factor is the economy. And they're losing a ton of money not having people there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They ended up kind of helping the Jags out, too, that little crowd they had, because they're getting loud.
Oh, yeah.
And they were coming back.
That little bit they have at AEW, it makes a world of difference.
It really does.
Yeah, it like really Panthers are at the Bucks. They'll have fans in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So among the big losses with teams, New York Jets, $27 million. Houston, Texas, also $27 million. New York Giants, $32 million. New England Patriots, $39 million. And the biggest loss would be in revenue would be the Dallas Cowboys, $77 million.
They have a big stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I saw yesterday that the top two, I don't know which was one and two, but the top two selling NFL jerseys right now, Tom Brady and Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah, but, over Mahomes.
But that's $77 million per game.
Yeah.
So Wait a minute.
That's times eight.
Yeah, like they opened the new SoFi Stadium in L.A. with nobody there. Yeah. And it's $5 billion stadium.
That's a huge. Quarter of a bill that they're losing out.
Yeah.
That's a billion.
So, God. I mean, that's gonna change things. Mm. I don't know how.
I got $616 million off that. 77, eight games.
Now, you were thinking about how much you make off the football show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have to do something because all the loss in revenue, could they keep the program going that, you know, with not making that much money?
I mean, it's going to hurt the teams as far as cap issues go.
The only people that I give a crap about off that truly, truly, truly are the, and I'm not kowtowing or kissing anybody's ass, is the event staff. Those people are the ones really losing money. The owners, they can still sell merch. The players can still do whatever and make money. The people that work at the arenas that park cars and sell hot dogs and all that stuff, they're not making a dime. And that's who I care about.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll do autographs later.
So you're thinking of – oh, go ahead.
No, who was the stadium over the weekend who had – they had like 50 people there, just family and friends?
That was –
it was a college game, right? That was one of them.
No, it was just – it's going to come to me.
But they opened up the concession stands and had family and friends. Yeah. So they opened up the concession stands and let those people work just for a crowd of 50.
Who the hell was it?
I don't know.
I'll think about it tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, it was, but that's all it was.
I'll think about it tomorrow.
Friends and family.
So that boy only thinks at 10:01 a.m. on a Friday. That's when it starts.
Will you find it? Because that's going to drive me nuts. I watch Red Zone. I saw all the games.
Oh, look, I'm trying to buy books over here.
Florida State.
They draw about 50, regardless.
Yeah.
You know, like some fans in the stadium, like 16,000, 6,000 fans, but they're not going to be able to open to full capacity, so they're still going to take a loss.
Again, I say, wah.
Yeah, it even out. You just won't have as much money to spend on free agency.
It will. They're still making money. Not off the games, but they're still making money.
Can't find it, Fat Bear.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. NBA is, you know, same issue. You know, no fans. They want to delay it until December, thinking, hope to God they could have some fans.
Well, that's what they get for not standing up.
Oh, it was Wake Forest did it on Saturday. Everybody's texting. It was the Wake Forest game, you stupids.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. They started with the fifth year seniors, their family, their families. Yeah.
You dummies.
And then went down from there in seniority.
That's what it was.
Yep, I remember it now. Yeah. You're stupid.
You stupid.
You're dumb as hell.
That was a blowout.
It was.
And you want a football show. Come on, man.
You know what? If I had a football show, I'd be able to remember that.
That guy called y'all stupid gets the football show.
Nobody got the football show. It's too late to start now.
Nobody
got the football show.
Can't talk about Uyalale playing.
Thank God.
Can't teach people how to say his name now.
Well, most TV shows will continue on without a live audience, and SNL will return October 3rd. But there's a new character to talk about.
They're going to be with a live audience?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Limited. Well, they want to go. It's up in the air, but they're leaning toward limited.
Boy, look, I understand everybody was trying to figure out everything and work from home and technical stuff, but SNL at home was god-awful.
The first one was good, but after that, it kind of tailed off.
I didn't like any of them. I need to hear. I don't know what it is that I need a crowd to agree with me. Like if I
love there's no fans.
Well, no, because
people like
me.
To go do stuff.
Like if I'm watching like a stand-up show or whatever, or you know SNL, I need to hear the audience agree that that was funny. Or if I'm watching wrestling and there's a crazy move or whatever, I need the audience to ooh and ah with me. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna have a host.
I mean, I'm not.
It's just part of the element that's missing to me.
I'm not saying it is, but it almost seems like it's like a.
I'm a pussy.
Like it's in some form. I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's like in some realm of like a codependent viewing of sports or something. You know, where you need people to be in it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
you need that validation.
Especially with the wrestling part. Because when you're watching wrestling, are you, even if you're by yourself, are you vocalizing anything?
Usually not. I'm talking to the
dogs.
You don't
throw out a big, hell yeah, that was awesome, bro.
If something's really great, I do, yeah.
I sometimes chant you blanked up at them.
I did it a lot last night during the AEW, which was one of the best wrestling show they put on.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Like grunt, awesome. Beat your chest.
Man, can't whoever books that book WWE?
Mm-mm.
No, it'd be illegal.
Tony Khan's busy as it is.
Yeah. Well, the big news about Saturday Night Live returning, they've tapped Jim Carrey to play Joe Biden in the upcoming season. So, albeit changes are going to be there because during the pandemic, as it continues, limited studio audience. So, it's not going to be the same as it was. And
plus, he won't need him after Trump's reelected.
Yeah, that's true. You won't really.
But hopefully the character is good and, you know, he'll be funny because he...
Who's played Biden already?
Jason Sudeikis was pretty good at it.
Yeah, but he's not on the regular.
No, but they just call him in for that.
See, that's what would piss me off. If I was on the SNL staff and they bring in like Alec Baldwin or they're bringing in Jim Carrey, or sometimes they'll bring in old, you know, who's the one playing Kamala?
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah. Another former. Like, that kind of piss me off.
You know what, though? I heard Pete Davidson talk about this. Everybody's got to try out for it, and then they pick who they want.
Oh,
he said even he had to try for Trump. Really, he's not even 30.
Really?
Are you going to pull it off?
No. Yeah. Well,
why can't Kenan play Biden?
Kenan, every character Kenan does is the same character, but I love him.
Right? He had blonde hair in the Californian sketch. That was funny.
Funny.
The Californians.
Oh, boy. All right. So when you were growing up, did your mom and dad ever let you drink some beer?
Yes.
And at what age?
Let's go around the room. Fatboy says yes.
Yeah, I was about 12. I got my first full one.
You know better than to ask me.
I couldn't finish it, though.
You want me to go next?
Yes, you're the last one.
My dad gave me a sip of beer at the Boston Lunch back when it was at what is now the One Clemson Piazza Bergamo area. So I was, this was the 1980s. I was 4 or 5 years old. First time I had a sip of beer at the Boston Lunch.
That's when they still had grass there.
Yeah.
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 He didn't have any yet.
It was Budweiser.
No, I meant grass.
Not on my field.
Yeah, that's about the right age when you're inquisitive to see what it tastes like if daddy says, go get me a beer and you open it and drink it, which my brother and I did.
Yeah, there was no alcohol in our house. Of course, it was. If you took a sip of it, you'd immediately go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all kinds of things like that. And here I am later. I'm on 2 beer cans.
You got a text. I heard what you said.
And I think the first time I got a little tipsy was at a wedding because I drank the punch at a wedding, you know, the champagne punch. Yeah. So I was probably around 11.
Somebody spiked it. Yeah. Nobody does that anymore. Yes. Remember the good old days?
Run out of roofies.
When you'd cause it a scratch. Well, not with roofies, but you'd sit there and pour liquor in there, you know, and then you'd watch people drink it and get all blanked up. You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't.
You can't drug people anymore, can you?
No.
No, that's not.
You see.
Oh, but, do you think Mary would... just keep a beer can in the house as a commemorative, you know, because your face is on it.
She got one of the other ones. I gave it to her. I gave her one of those and one of the Topps cards.
You got a rookie.
Well, I give my mom radio souvenirs for Christmas.
That's cheap. Yeah. All right. Well, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they're very candid with the way they raise their children and their lives. And they admitted that they let their daughters, who are 7 and 5, drink Odules. Even during their Zoom classes, so
that's silly.
I don't know why people drink it. Even if you're an alcoholic, why?
Is it a gateway? Once you let them sip non-alcoholic beer, you think they're going to go out and want real beer?
There's just too many other options for them. Give them root beer. Give them ginger ale.
Shirley Temple.
Or O'Ghouls in orange and black can.
That's funny. Oh.
So yeah. Tom Davis, that idea. I might not get another beer non-compensated.
I thought alcoholics like want the alcohol, just a little bit of alcohol, not the taste, really.
Well, maybe it's, maybe not all people are the same.
But how old are these young ladies?
7 and 5.
Did they let them smoke oregano, too, just for fun?
No, they don't say that. But Kristen did say, you're welcome to tell me I'm a terrible parent. I don't care. I'm a great parent. I think I'm learning every day. But, they drink it because the husband, Dax, drinks Odules. He's been sober for 16 years.
Well, she never pops
See,
up.
See, even that's
else.
Weird. He's been so he had a problem. He's been sober for 16 years, yet he still drinks non-alcoholic beer.
I guess maybe he's one of those that just need the taste.
Maybe he just enjoys the taste, or he got to a point where he enjoyed the taste so much, he just still wants the taste.
Like, do you go around snorting flour if you don't do coke anymore?
No.
Sugar.
But you probably really like going to the dentist and getting numbed up.
Oh, boy. So even though, we were talking about Halloween this week, and we weren't sure if there's going to be trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating or whatever, or even some parties allowed, but you may want to dress up anyways, right? Just for
fun. We always dress up for trick-or-treaters. We were the Road Warriors 2 years ago.
Well.
You may remember.
Yeah.
Hockey team?
No. Legion of.
There's something fun out.
Legion of Doom.
Legion
of. You dress up like TJ Reynolds or Brandon Wong.
There's something fun out this year.
You want to look sexy? Have you ever done like a sexy? Yeah, you have. You've been a woman.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
I'm looking at you. So have you ever had...
Well, let me tell you how radio works. People can't see that. I've been a woman twice. I was Jessica Simpson and who was the other one? Felicia Rashad? Who was it?
That's who it was.
I can't remember. One of the Golden Girls? I don't know.
Ooh, I've been a firefighter. Does that count?
No.
I wasn't that sexy.
No.
It's drag.
Well, no. I don't care what you do either.
They let women do fires.
Oh, big deal.
Well, there's drag where women dress as dudes.
Oh, yeah. That's sometimes interesting.
Some of them dress as Repo Man.
Yeah.
Well,
from wrestling.
Get ready, because there's a sexy Tiger King Halloween costume in the works.
Mm. Every drop of value is draining out of that thing.
Yeah, I think people forgot what it is, some of them.
The intimate apparel company, Yandy,
is selling two costumes, the Tiger Queen and the Coolest Cat. And you can imagine what that is.
That's what Aunt B called Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
So Tiger Queen is basically a female Joe Exotic, minus the mullet and the facial hair. And you get a stuffed tiger on your shoulder if you want to go for that. And the Coolest Cat is just a generic sexy tiger outfit.
You could carry around a can of Fat Boys Ripping and Tearing Ale.
Rally Growling Golden Ale.
Whatever.
Ripping and Tearing, I like.
Oh, I miss that guy from Hedonism like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great video.
The current can has Fat Boy choking a chicken. The next one's going to show him with two arms holding a man by his legs.
Oh, nice. Okay. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Celebrity birthdays.
Y'all are going to fight over that beer, I can tell.
I'm done with it.
All for a trophy. Jimmie Johnson.
He's going to retire.
NASCAR driver or former NFL coach?
Oh, NASCAR driver.
Okay, yeah, that helps.
Because one's with a Y and one's with an IE.
How about them Cowboys?
I'm going to say NASCAR's Jimmie Johnson is 45.
44.
47.
Jimmie Johnson is 45 today.
Hey, Mattman's a big fan.
Hey, Austin St. John. The original Red Ranger or the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Is the Red Ranger from my childhood.
I don't know if I ever saw his face.
He was the man on Power Rangers. He was the alpha until Tommy showed up.
Was he the one that had drug issues?
Little green/white Ranger, maybe.
One of them died.
They kicked one of them out of Comic-Con for trying to buy drugs at Comic-Con. I'm serious. They kicked him out of the Comic-Con, not out of Power Rangers.
They didn't kick him out for stealing a bag of money? Oh, that's buff. I got it backwards.
I'm going to take whatever 9 says and go minus 1 year.
46.
45.
47.
Austin St. John is 46 today.
Ah, I got one.
And Jim Cornette.
Wow.
Corny.
Son of a bitch. You know, speaking of Jim Cornette, he was mentioned on episode 6 of the worst of the After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast.
He was. You can get that podcast by texting TRG to 72341. It's the CVM text line. Standard messaging and data rates do apply.
I will say that Jim Cornette, old Corny himself, I just watched Night of the Skywalkers yesterday.
Oh, it's good.
Swear to God.
Before he blowed his knee out.
Blowed it out, took a bump. Bubba Rogers there to take care of him. I'm going to say Jim Cornette's 53. Pardon you.
If he's 53, he would have been 19 at Night of the Skywalkers. So I'll say he's about 60.
You know, 57? It's one thing to say you're incorrect, but it's other ways to, say it than to just be an outright dickhead.
That's who I am.
Outright dickhead.
Watch his cuties.
Nice squad.
Anybody clapping for that?
I did. That's all I care about. Matt's beer's got too much alcohol.
59. Elvira.
I would never even guessed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Elvira is celebrating her birthday.
Cassandra Peterson.
Yeah.
The mistress of the dark.
Former guest of the show.
Big jugs.
I will say that she is. You're playing the Oak Ridge Boys version. I'm going to say that she's 66.
Let's say that Elvira. What'd you still?
66.
64.
67.
Elvira is 69.
Man, she looks good for 69, right? She looks great at 69.
I do, Mbappa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
Lakers coach.
Well, let's be honest here.
Bulls.
Bulls.
Greatest Bulls. Ever.
70.
Let's see.
Zen master.
77.
77?
You just said he was 777.
77.
What? Phil Jackson is 75 today.
Ah, 9 was singing to Methuselah.
All right.
Who did he win more rings with, the Bulls or the Lakers?
Bulls.
I think he only got 3 with the Lakers, right? And they went the 5, got 3. Oh, he's got 10 total.
He has 11 total.
11 total.
He needs another arm.
Sing it, Batman.
That's it.
We can't go to break till you find it.
Rise Guys Headlines style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
Did you just not Google?
He's doing it out of spite right now.
You want
now.
Me to look? I will.
Not everything has to be Googled and known. Some things is fun to just speculate about.
It is.
All right.
He won 6 with Chicago and 5 with L.A.
See? Should have listened to me. I told you the answer. Mm-hmm. All right.
The 3-peat plus the 2 with Kobe without Shaq. Okay. Everybody just bought my beer. I saw the text.
Everybody did?
It's all gone.
All right. Those are clearly Russian bots. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys.
No other upstate radio station has them. No other upstate radio station wants them. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Rise. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I have to bow.
No, I have to bow.
I have to bow to the queen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel so underdressed right now. I was like, what do I wear?
No, you got the best shirt on.
Well, thank you. See, I said that first on. I was like, I actually thought about what I was going to wear to work today. I never do that, Charlotte.
Planned wardrobe.
Never. And I was going through all, because I have dozens of wrestling shirts, and I was like, I have to wear the
slick.
Nature Boy.
Yeah.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
You're wearing, are those pants or is that a long
dress?
Oh,
they're slacks.
Okay,
yeah.
But very dressy. But being a flair, you always
have to dress.
On it, though.
Actually, my dad just gave me a new present.
Is that a Rolex?
It is. It's a presidential.
My gosh.
Actually, no, it was his. So
that was his watch?
It was his watch.
Wow.
He gave it to me 2 weeks ago. He said I had to look the part.
What kind of shoes are those? Louboutins? What are they?
No, stop. Prada? I'm not a shoe person, but I finally got a nice pair of shoes, and they're killing my feet.
No, it's not fine. I've seen the Jumpmans that you have on Instagram. Those are also
those
very
are different.
Nice.
I'm always in tennis shoes.
But what are those? Come on.
No.
Are they just...
let's talk wrestling.
You want to talk about wrestling? I'll ask you a wrestling question. How did the women's division come so far so fast as to the revolution from where it was kind of an afterthought and now you guys main event, got your own pay-per-view coming up?
I think it really just started with the WWE Universe wanting more for us, and especially, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago when Give Divas a Chance started trending on Twitter for 3 days with a match with Nikki Bella, or with the Bellas. I believe in Emma. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but the hashtag was trending and the audience was just furious that they were only given 2 minutes. And then it kind of piggy banked off of that. And while that was happening on the main roster, NXT was creating something special with the women. And then the Four Horsewomen came together organically. And then we all debuted and then there's more talent and every opportunity that they've given us over the last couple years, we've over-delivered, and they just, they're letting us run with it, and especially with the announcement of the all-women's pay-per-view, with Stephanie, Hunter, and Vince making it such a big deal for all of us and having the male roster come out. They want it just as bad for us as we do. And it's very important.
And with Renee Young last night.
Yeah, I know, Renee. She's a personal favorite of mine, and she killed it. And she's so creative, and I hope that's a permanent spot for her.
It'd be great. We're talking with Charlotte Flair, of course, the queen of professional wrestling. I'm not just going to say the queen of WWE, of professional wrestling. We give the entire title to you. Do you actually live in Charlotte when you're actually able to live?
I just moved back to Charlotte,
really?
Yes.
So
it's been 6 years.
When you go back home, like, what is that? I follow you guys on Instagram and social media. I don't know what the actual schedule is. I know what the television schedule is, but like, when are you actually at home?
Well,
like home.
Tomorrow I leave for 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. So, I work every day except for like 2 or 3.
So when you're actually home, like, what is the greatest convenience of being at home other than your own bed and all that? Like, what?
Sleep.
The sleep is the greatest convenience. But you get that when you're on the road, no? Not as much, I guess.
Well.
But, do you have a pet or maybe there's a boyfriend waiting on you?
No.
No boyfriend?
No, married to the job.
Yeah. It's got to be very difficult to try to
living
date.
In Charlotte, my favorite place is my Uncle Arne's house. Mm-hmm. And he lives across the street, so.
You say Arne?
Uncle Arne.
Yeah, his.
You live across the street from Arne Anderson?
So his wife is like a mother to me.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got to see you at home too when we're not at work. No, he's just kidding. But that's where I spend my time if I'm awake when I'm home.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible to me. Like, you ever, like, get too loud with the music and he's over there with the, you know, with the thing he did with his neck back in the day? Is he a good neighbor?
One day, I guess I was cussing too much.
Knew it.
And for my birthday, he got me a t-shirt that said, "I'm classy, but I cuss a little."
Nice. Uncle Arn, that's great. Are you close with, like, Tully or any other horsemen, or just specifically Arn?
Just specifically Arn.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
Love the Enforcer.
That is good. Yeah. So how do you look so rested and refreshed right now? Because you look like, you said you like to sleep at home, you don't get much rest on the road. I know you were in Columbia last night, and you've been making some media rounds and appearing since about 6 o'clock this morning, so you didn't get to town till the middle of the night, but you look like you just slept for 8 hours.
Bless your heart.
That's true. You're honest, true.
I think it's just because I do get my sleep when I can. So, yeah, there'll be like a few nights, especially with SummerSlam week, that I won't get a lot of sleep. But my primary focus right now is the company, and there's not a lot of... I'm investing in sleeping and working out and taking care of my body and all of that. So if I do miss a night of sleep, I hope that it's not, the road isn't showing on me. If that makes any sense.
You're doing fine this morning.
your father being Ric Flair. So you knew the way this life was going to be, of not being able to go anywhere with probably without being recognized in this or that. And you still went for it.
I didn't go for it knowing any of that. I just wanted to wrestle with my little brother, who wanted to be a wrestler.
Right.
And I had no dreams, aspirations, or ever thought I'd be where I am today. But when my brother passed, my career just took off, and I dedicated every second of every day to the job, and I would have never guessed 5 years ago that I'd be where I am today. I was scared of my own shadow.
Were you very timid? Like, did you have to break out of a shell?
Yes. Like, when I had my first match in front of, like, 7 people, I was like, oh, I'm going to hyperventilate. I'm literally going to faint and die. And then now it's like I performed in front of 101,000 people at WrestleMania 32 and stole the show with Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. And that's just, now I'm telling people that I will main event WrestleMania one day.
What is the greatest advice your father's given you? I'm sure he's given you a lot.
Just know who you are.
Know who you
are. Every day.
Yeah. And the pressure, I tell you, the pressure of being a Flair would kill me. I mean, it would totally, because, like, okay, if you're, I'll give you an example. If you're Gold Dust, right? Dusty was always just, you know, chill. Ric Flair is synonymous with Rolex, with Rolls Royce, with top tier. You always got to be on it as a Flair. So is that why at the beginning it was just Charlotte?
They just told me it had to be just Charlotte.
Really?
I think when they added my last name, it was more of like a hats off, like, you've done it.
Yeah.
Kid. You earned, not that I needed to earn it, but that's just a lot of pressure to attach. And I think after my first 2 years, they were just like, wow, she can handle it with grace, and they added it. And it's kind of nice too, because I always like the double names versus just a single name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it just evolved that way. But when I first started in developmental, it was like, don't woo, don't do this, don't do that. But I didn't even have a care. I didn't even know anything about the business. I didn't know how to wrestle. I just knew that I was super athletic, but acting and all that, was.
So prior to wrestling, what were you looking at doing? Like, what was your path you were on?
I liked personal training.
Yeah?
That was about it. I didn't know.
So you've always been a fit person. Someone
I
like always...
fitness, yeah, but I never really
me
had
too.
Something.
Why's everyone laughing?
No.
You can share some tips with me later.
I just I never had a passion. I absolutely loved college volleyball. I played in college, and I never really had any goals or dreams or anything like that until I started wrestling, and I'm like, well, this was my, not to be cliche, but this was my destiny.
Yeah. Well, it is. You never know where those roads are going to take you. You really don't.
They say it's in the blood, but as soon as you started doing it, you took to it like a fish in water, and now you're one of the best in the world. And
Carmella has beaten me twice, but I think her time is...
She's annoying.
Slowly running out.
So annoying. It's not even a like, oh, I don't like her. She's the bad guy. Just annoying. I always cheer against her. Really. I'm either you or Becky. I mean, I like, you know, I like the last kicker, too.
Yeah.
I was at the gym one time when y'all were both there, and I wanted to go over and speak, but I was like, oh, man, they're working out hard, and they probably hate that. But one day, maybe my destiny will be she will come on the show. And look what happened.
Here we are a couple years later. Yes. We don't have to go bug Charlotte and Becky Lynch on a stair stepper at a Golden
Gym. That's right. That's right. That's
just
right.
Wait till we're done.
Yes, that's right.
That's the only – it's like when you're mid, like, spoonful of food and someone – and you're like,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. You got, like, food in your mouth?
Remember the video? The girls – I don't remember which event. You'll know. She is trying to take a video selfie with you, and you have your hand over your mouth. You're like, my tooth just fell out. You can't do it right
now. Oh, I got
my
teeth knocked out in Germany. Yeah, but I didn't want to be rude and walk past the fans.
She still had her hand over her mouth. Like, I can't – you know, I just got my teeth knocked out, but I'll take the picture with you.
That was
always
brutal.
Here for the fans.
What happened with the teeth? Somebody just hit you just right?
Hit me just right.
Who was it? Who got you?
Oh, Carmella got me.
I know it.
Okay.
I know
of course it was Carmella.
I broke a few of her nails, though, so we're even.
As long as you square.
All right, Charlotte Flair.
Thank you for having me.
I can't believe you're here right now. This is
yes.
Great. The queen of professional wrestling, Charlotte Flair.
Thank you, guys.
Pleasure to have you.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that.
All of you. Each and every one. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. And I got something for you. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. Call it. You might appear on tomorrow's now two segments of the FOF line.
Yep.
We'll get that going tomorrow. Paige, though, that's still today. She's going to rock you at work. Fat boy.
Puerto Rico.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Right, Jimmy? 6?
6, yeah. 6 tomorrow.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Wash your hands and have a great day. Be blessed. Thank you.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.